Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us, and let us start this call off in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you, Father, and we lift you up. Today we honor and we celebrate you. We welcome your presence here on the Master's Call, God. Saturate us with your favor, with your love, with your joy, with your hope, with your shalom peace, oh God. As we go through this day, God, we go seeking you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, Father, and knowing that every single thing that we need, you will give us, you will provide it because you are our provider. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, oh God. We thank you, Father, that they followed the mission and the mandate that you gave them to start this, the Master's Call. We thank you for the each and every person that has dialed in now and those that will listen later. I thank you that their lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, for the time of worship that we had with Psalmist Kaylin this morning. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill her up until she overflows. Fill each one of us up until we overflow. And I ask that you would bless the speaker as they will come this morning, God, that our ears and our hearts and our minds will be open and renewed to hear the message that you would have for us, oh God. God, we celebrate you because you are the reason for the season. And God, we love you each and every single day. We ask that your light will continue to shine brightly in each and every single one of us and that the world will know that there is a true and living God, and it is you, God. And we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you, and we thank you. Because you are more than anything. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, and in the majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we lift up Lisa Washington to you, and we say, stroke, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we speak total and complete healing from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, it has been wonderful. I'm greeting you this morning. I'm going to turn the call over at this time to our host. Host, are you out there this morning? Host, are you in?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Hi,
Minister. Where, glory. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. God bless you richly. And thank you as well, Minister Kay, for worshiping, hallelujah, and singing praises to the Lord. Thank you for greeting us, my sister, this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. My name is Minister Wanda, and I reside in Chicago. Now, I would like to tell you how this all got started. It got started in October 2010 by two blessed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on a scripture, which is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. again, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Now, this is a phenomenal company that we got started on, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. Now we are Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier again. We also have the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. We have a team of great leaders that are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. And we also have today, which is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday. We have DP, and we have Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. They are a blessed couple. So I hope that you are able to tune in right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And we also have the bypass number. If you are being charged, if you call on this number, you will not be charged at all. And that number is 716-293-9707. Now, I'm going to introduce our speaker for today, which is going to allow the Lord to use her in a mighty way. This is Prophet Kai. She was born in New York City and currently was a resident of Norcross, Georgia, but now she will be residing in Texas. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai is currently a Doctrine of Ministry candidate in Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Minister Prophet Kai is also in the process of ordination and training. Oh, she's already the prophet. She'll update you. But prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries at a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God births, the ministry books will be available on Amazon.com, are available. And Kai is also an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. God bless you, Prophet Kai, and I'm going to present to some and introduce to others, Prophet Kai. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you for that warm introduction, Minister Wanda, and of course to our beautiful songbird, Minister Tiffany, for being up and greeting us with such Jesus joy at old dark 30 in the morning, and to our psalmist, Minister Psalmist Kaylin, for just bombarding the heavens and setting the atmosphere, and of course to our two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we can be here. I do not take it lightly, and I am so humbled and honored that you all consider me to come before the people of God. And, of course, giving all praise, all honor, all glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we are preparing to commemorate and celebrate his birth in 7 days. I am just so glad that God continues to show me exactly what he desires for me to see, to be, and to do. So we're going to jump into the word right now, and our word is coming from Acts 4 and 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. So today's title is going to be filled and speak boldly. Be filled and speak boldly. Now, sometimes we get that out of order. We want to go around being bold and just speaking the word of God, but we aren't truly filled with the Holy Spirit. See, there's an order to being able to speak the word of God to others boldly. And that order first requires that we are filled with his Spirit. See, when we are not filled with the Spirit, if we go out trying to speak boldly, then we can get it wrong. But when we are filled with the Spirit and we allow the Spirit to speak through us, then speaking the word of God boldly is not a problem. So we have to make sure we do it in God's order, that we first are filled with the Spirit, and then we speak boldly the word of God. So we need to make sure that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives. Acts 2 and 4 said, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. See, notice in these scriptures, the first step is to be filled with the Spirit. See, we can't just go around saying that, you know, we're the chosen of God and we're the God's elect and that we're children of God if we do not allow his Spirit to rest, rule, and abide in us. See, that's one of the things that we have to get in order. And when we allow the Spirit to have its way, we will then begin to see the fruit of the Spirit come through our lives. And we'll be able to bless others with that fruit because they'll see that fruit and desire it. And then we can say to them, this fruit that you see that is so evident in my life comes because I am filled with the Spirit of God. And it's that evidence. See, God has to give people the visual. They have to see the evidence before they desire the thing. I'm going to say that again. People need to see the evidence before they desire the thing. So people should see the evidence of us being filled with the Spirit. See, that evidence will make them want to draw closer to God to get what they think we have. So our lives, the way we live, what we speak, what we show them, our actions should show the fruit of the Spirit. Our actions should show love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because against these things, there is no law. See, if that's what the people see, if they see that fruit, then they're going to desire the Spirit which produces that fruit. So we want to make sure that we are in order and that our actions demonstrate the fruit that comes from the Holy Spirit. And that only comes if we are first filled and then speak boldly what God has given us to speak. See, a lot of us want to step outside and go, you know, do our thing and show what we've learned before we are truly filled with the Spirit. See, it should be the Spirit that is bubbling up out of us that causes the boldness to speak the word of God, to speak the truth in love. So it's that Spirit filling us to overflow that allows us to speak boldly the truth that God has given us in his word. You know, it's not just as simple as saying, okay, I'm saved, now I'm going to run out there without any preparation to try and give other people what I know that I have. But it requires that we spend time in prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us as we are going out into the world, asking the Spirit to show us when to speak, with whom to speak, and how to speak. See, because not everybody's going to hear what we say the same way. So see, we have to be filled with the Spirit so that we can meet the people that God is sending us to where they are. So our actions, our deeds, what we do should show more than what we say. We have to make sure that we are giving the Spirit control and not the flesh. See, because the flesh will cause us to say some things boldly that are not of God. Only the Holy Spirit can tame the tongue. And we have to make a decision. Are we going to allow our flesh to speak? Or are we going to allow the Holy Spirit to give us unction to speak that which God has called us to speak? Now, I know for me in my BC days, that's before Christ, I would speak boldly exactly what I thought. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I was going to say what I had to say. But I thank God for the temperance of the Holy Spirit as he has indwelled in me, as he's filled me, that although I will still speak boldly, it will be in the manner in which I speak the truth in love, not to do damage, not just to tell you what I know, but truly to help bring about the change that God is calling forth. So we need to make sure that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way. Acts 7 and 55 says, but he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Only because he was filled full of the Holy Spirit could he have that connection to be able to see the glory of God and Jesus at his right hand? See, sometimes we want these visions, sometimes we want this time with God, but we do not want to be filled with the Spirit or put in the work that is required. See, our flesh desires something for nothing. Our flesh wants instant gratification. But being full of the Holy Spirit requires that we put in time in our relationship with God. Now, if you're not in relationship, then there's some things you need to do before being filled with the Holy Spirit. You've got to get into relationship. I don't know about you, but I desire my relationship with God more than I desire anything else. I desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit so I can speak boldly what God has called me to speak. See, being filled with the Holy Spirit allows me to say, no matter how I am feeling, no matter what thoughts come to my mind, I know that I know that I know that I am covered by the blood of the Lamb, and this too shall pass. Being filled with the Holy Spirit allows me to see crazy situations and circumstances coming at me left, right, up, and down, and be able to say, I trust that God has already worked all of this out for my good and his glory. See, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, no matter what the enemy tries, we know that we win. So we allow that fruit to shine through regardless of how we feel or what our situations and circumstances look like. We allow the joy of the Lord to be our strength no matter how we feel or what our situations and circumstances look like. See, sometimes we allow the cart to go before the horse. And we go out boldly and we get beat up by the enemy because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality in high places. See, we go out there like we're ready for battle and we're not. So we come back in all beat up and bloody and we then realize, maybe I need to work on this filled with the Holy Spirit thing a little more before I step out into situations that God has not called me to step out into. See, because if we're filled with the Spirit, we're only going to step into those things that God has purposed and prepared us for. We're not going to take it unto ourselves to fix a situation. We're going to allow God to speak through us to fix that situation. It's not going to be about Kai or about any individual, but it's going to be about what God chooses to do in and through us. But we first have to make sure that we are doing what we're called to do in Acts 4 and 31. And when they had prayed, so first we got to be praying because the Spirit's not coming without prayer. Not coming without being in our word. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. We have a choice to make. Are we going to pray and be filled? Or are we going to hinder that which God intended for us by not spending that time in prayer? See, because the more you pray and the more you allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives, the more boldly we can speak the word of God to others. The more boldly we can go out and help build the kingdom of God. So we have a choice to make. And I choose to be filled and speak boldly the word of God. Minister Wanda, back to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Prophet Kai. Thank you so much for that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, come to you. Thank you so much for your woman of God, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us through her, Father. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that she have given out, Lord, continue to restore her double fold, Father. Be filled and be bold even the more. Refill her, Lord, like never before. Continue to use her for your glory, each and everything, every word that she has given us today, Father God, give it back to her in Jesus' name. And we won't fail to praise you, Lord God. Thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Continue to use them for your glory, Father. Thank you for the yes that they gave you, for the submission that they have given you. Lord, I'm asking you to bless them in a very special way today for your glory. Grant them the desires of their heart. Lord, look on Artist's life, Father. Look on a Diaz De Leon entire family. Look on the business, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Continue to use them for your glory. Lead and guide them in and out, so that they would know what to do, how to do, and when to do it for your glory in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up Lisa Washington, Father God. What is a stroke to you? It's nothing but a name. And you said at the name of Jesus, every knee was going to bow and every tongue was going to confess that you are Lord. You are the King. You are the healer. We send your word. Send your word and you heal them and deliver them. So we send your word to Lisa, Father God. We send your word to Bart. We send your word to each and every person, Father, that the enemy is attacking in their body, in their mind, in their souls. Father, we asking that you will move by your mighty spirit, for we know that you are the healer. You are the deliverer. And Father, we asking that you will look on the bereaved families, Father. So many have gone on, Lord. We asking that you will strengthen the families, comfort the families, Lord God, and make them strong. Give them to know that, hallelujah, they're in a better place, Father. And, Lord, continue to let them know that you will strengthen them. You will comfort them. And, Father, they can remember the good times. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up the TMC family. Father God, thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, those that were unable to get on the call today, I'm asking that you will grant the need, Father, and give them the desires of their heart. You know everything, and we thank you and we praise you for doing it in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I know that you're going to want to hear the playback of this powerful message. I can be filled and be bold. To God be the glory. And that number is 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677 pound. Again, that's 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677 pound. And the next is our new motivational call, which is done through Reginald and his wife, Victoria Flanagan. They are going to be speaking on sarcoidosis And I'm sure you would want to get on that call next. The number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting us. Thank you for the psalmist. Thank each and every one, and hallelujah, for opening the call. And thank you once again, Prophet Kyle, for that powerful message. Will you please come and close us with benediction?
Thank you, Minister Wanda. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together yet again. Lord, we know that we know that we know that when we are filled with your spirit, that we can go boldly with your word to those around us. Lord, as we leave your presence, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we just want to make sure we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.